Hello there. Say, how about something different in the way of a game?
Cards?
No. No, tell me, what do you say to a game of life and death?
In cooperation with the National Conference of Christians and Jews, this station, on behalf of Brotherhood Week, presents, transcribed, The Schnurgeldop.
Let's start this little game of ours, and I'll fill you in on the rules as we go along. Okay? Fine. Here's rule one. Remember as much of what you hear as you possibly can.
Remember what you hear.
Now, let's see. I promised you a game of life and death, so let's start with a quick trip to the hospital. Any hospital will do. We'll look in on the delivery room. Hey, it's warm in here, isn't it? Isn't it kind of amazing the way those doctors and nurses stand it with those long surgical gowns, caps, and masks? Oh, by the way, here's rule two. That baby the doctor is holding upside down by his ankles, that's you.
Yes, you.
The doctor raises his free hand and...
Oh, Benly, you're snuggled up.
Leave me snuggled up, keep holding me.
Snuggled up. Snuggled up.
Snuggled up.
Leave me for me. Snuggled up. Snuggled up.
What's that? Well, of course you couldn't tell what they were saying. You were only a baby, remember? But say, did you notice that one word, that, schnurgeldop thing? Yeah, it does sound like double talk. Matter of fact, it is double talk. Remember that word.
Remember it.
As though you'll ever be able to forget it. Well, now, let's get on with this game of ours. You're 8 years old this time. That'll be rule three.
You are eight. Eight.
You have a home now, a red brick walk-up. Not much of a house, and there isn't much to the neighborhood either. But you're too young to realize that things are different someplace else. Yes, this is your home, all right, but you're not inside now. You're outside on the street, walking along through a thousand imaginary adventures that only a kid of eight can conceive. You've just sauntered by the billiard parlor when... You see it. A dime. A bright, shiny dime there on the sidewalk. And you pick it up and dance away planning a course of action. Let's see, 100 courses of action. A malted, a comic book, a movie, jelly beans, gumdrops, peanuts, sodas, licorice, popcorn, a whistle... Any of these things can be yours, for you were eight, and you have a dime. But now you pause at the window of the candy store, and as you stand there, you hear...
Hey, wait up!
It's Joey. Joey, your friend. He's older than you are, but he's the kid you play with at recess and walk home with after school. Here he comes now, running across the street to see you.
Hey, wait a sec. Who'll get anything without me? You want to get some candy? Where'd you get the dough? Hey, you want to get some ice cream?
Squeeze it. Squeeze that dime, protect it.
How much you got? 2 bits of hair? Gee, I ain't had no candy in a month, I bet. Let's get some ice cream. Come on inside.
No, don't go in there. You're only eight. Rule three of the game. What would you do if you were only eight?
For a cry, will you let me see your dough and go inside?
That's it. Squeeze it. Squeeze that dime till your knuckles hurt. Now you're acting like an eight-year-old. You're backing away, biting your lip. That's perfect. It's your dime.
Hey, where are you going? Bet you I'd split with you. Come on, be a pal and split with a guy once. Okay for you, tightwad. You wouldn't. You're just the kind of guy, you lousy schnurgeldop.
Schnurgeldop. There it is again.
My old man says that the schnurgeldops are always tight with dough. He says if they had a notion, they wouldn't give a drop to a guy in the Sahara Desert.
You listen, but you can't understand those searing things he's saying.
Right out in the middle of the desert,
what is a schnurgeldop? Are you
one? Lousy drop of sweat.
That must be something awful.
Yeah,
and this is Joey, your own friend.
You hate to wash your face because you lose dirt. You always live in the dirtiest house in the block like a pig, a dirty old pig. I bet your old man has a curly tail like a pig's got. Go get yourself some corn, why don't you?
There are tears in your eyes. You don't know what to do, so you just hold the dime out to Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. A dime. 10 lousy cents. I wouldn't take your stinking dime. Not from no guy like you, a schnurgledop. My old man says you schnurgledops got hold of everything. You're lousy with dough and everything else.
Lousy with dough? What's he talking about?
Everybody knows how the schnurgledops got everything sewed up. They own everything and got all the money, so a guy can't get a job. Don't try to lie your way out.
What is he saying?
I know it's true.
Well, those are terrible things. Don't listen.
So.
Cover your ears to shut out those awful words. Close your eyes so you can't see the hate in his twisted face. Go home now. Run. Run.
Pig. Snuggled up. Pig. Pig. Piggy. Pig.
Oh, quite a kid, that Joey. But nice going for you. You're catching on to this game in a hurry, even if you don't understand all of it. Let's see now. For one thing, you are a schnurgledop. No, sorry, I can't tell you yet what it is. I mean, I told you once it was a double-talk word, but a schnurgledop is something else. Rich and dirty. Joey said so. But you live in the worst house on the block. What's that you say? Yes, but don't take it out on me. I agree with you. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm only repeating what other people think. Joey and his father, for example. You see? You're making a big jump this time, a big one. All the way to the age of 18. 18 years old. This time you feel that you're a schnurgledop, even though you're not quite sure what it is yet. You accepted it kind of gradually, the way that copper accepts tarnish when the weather beats against it for a while and nobody comes along with a can of polish. There's copper underneath. But, well, everybody can see it's just a hunk of green metal. Salt air will corrode things faster than you can believe possible. Watch what happens here on this nice deserted beach where you've gone for a dip.
Mister. Hey, mister. I'm sorry, sir, but you can't swim here. This is private property.
Well, the guy has a job to do. Let him do it. So you put your trousers on over your trunks and try again. Oh, yes. Here's another swell spot. Almost as good as the first. Go on in. Splash around for a while.
Say, mister, you can't use this beach. It's restricted for use of the owners. You'll have to go somewhere else.
Say, that guy really gets around. He wasn't so polite that time. Well, on with the trousers. Start to look. Here?
You'll have to move on.
Or here?
No.
Try this one.
Move on, buddy.
This spot?
Get out of here, I told you.
Or here, around the bend.
Get out. Get out, you dirty schnurgledop.
You see? Salt air corrodes. A lot of things. There's something running through your mind now, though. What is it? Something Joey once said to you that day in the past when you had the fight about the dime. Think. Think.
The ocean. The ocean. The ocean. If a schnurgledop owned the ocean, he wouldn't give me a drink. The ocean. The ocean.
If a schnurgledop owned the ocean. Oh, that's one for the books. If a schnurgledop could only get to the beach. Well, that's that. You wander away wondering about what's happened. Must be a reason, somebody behind it. But why? And who? why and who over and over again. You walk and you think. Well, now, here you are in a neighborhood almost like your own, back near the tracks, with your own kind, where you belong. Or do you belong? Where to now, huh? What's that? Okay, if you think a drink is what you want, they may not serve you, you know. Yeah, I know, you do look older, but you think that's going to solve everything, do you? It's going to be a tough guy. Okay, find out. Well, you ordered it, didn't you? Now you just sit there and stare at it and pay the man. Oh, you look tough. Hey, take it easy there. That big boy down at the end of the bar is giving you the evil eye. Go slow, not another one already. Well, so now it's 50 cents and keep the change. Mr. Big. Oh, and by the way, that big boy from down at the end, he's still watching you. He's moved a couple of seats closer. All right, you've been here for 2 hours now. You think you've found the answer to everything, soaking in that largeness of life, that clarity of vision that comes in one-ounce glasses. And have you noticed that big boy moving closer? You know, you've been throwing that money around. You think you found out everything. You know why things are as they are now. You know who's to blame. Money. Money and the rich. They're the ones. Now, that boy is another seat closer. You've been spending money as though there was a barrel of it. Sure. Money was the trouble with Joey. The rich boys, they run the sea. Oh, the largeness, the clarity of it all. That's it. Throw it around. Did you notice Big Boy give you a look? Be rich. Be tough. You do the pushing. Spend so everybody can see. Money. Money and the rich. Big Boy's only a seat away now. There's a strap hanging out of his pocket. With money, there's nothing to fear. Look at Big Boy's pocket. Looks like a strap for a blackjack. Money. Money. You want it and I want it. And Big Boy is reaching for that strap. Run. Stand alone, alone and trembling. In a trash-littered alley, your heart pounding. For you see that it's a dead end and not even a foot between the stores whose backs wall you in. And you gaze desperately at the open end of this gloomy corridor.
Hello, Schnurgy. You waited.
Come out of it spinning. You can't see. Then you can. Then you lose focus again. And then finally everything clears at the sound of a voice.
Hello.
And you wince at that word. Why? Well, the fog dissipates more and you can remember Big Boy.
Welcome to the party. You've been a very sick young man. I'll go call the doctor.
You try to see where the voice is coming from, but things begin to swim again. You know one thing, though. You are alive.